stared at his sunken, shoneless eyes, and he hoped back in mine. This child, this human being, valued less than swine. His slender arms, his matted hair, his tiny groping fingers, reaching to touch his halo of death, as on the brink he lingers. so sparse and thin. He snuggled up and closed his eyes and took a long, deep breath. I knew the child had lost his fight and given his all to death. What could I do? What can be done? What's all the dying for? And on my journey, I realized that there were thousands more. I know while traveling onwards, whatever sights I see, none will permanently stain my mind as when he looked at me.